There is, of course, much to say and sort over at the end of this violent and tragic week of attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., and the crash of a hijacked plane in rural Pennsylvania. Over the next 6 hours, we will bring you the latest reports from New York and Washington. We'll hear about the ongoing investigations into this week's attacks and the latest statements from the White House and the Pentagon. We'll have analysis and reaction from around the country, and we'll look at the future consequences of this week's terrorist actions. First, though, we go to New York City. Reporter Jackie Leiden joins us. Jackie, where are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm standing about as close as a journalist can get to Ground Zero, and which is still about 2 blocks away, and watching as firefighters from Peekskill, New York, get into their cars and ambulance and leave the site here. They're covered in flags. These guys have worked all night. There are firefighters here from far away. It's Honolulu. First ones I met this morning were from Barrie, Ontario. They just volunteer their time. They still have to go back and do their shift. These guys from Peekskill were off to do a 24-hour shift. The guys from Ontario were going to go back to Canada and, you know, go right back to work Monday. They're here for 3 days.
Yeah.
There's about 1,000 people in there, all kinds of workers. I talked to a sheet metal worker who'd come down, and I guess in the middle of all this sorrow, that's inspiring.
What are they doing exactly, the different kinds of work they have in this massive recovery effort?
Well, it's interesting. The metal fabricator guy was cutting apart fallen beams. I mean, that's what he said, demolition's what I do. Because they've been working for a couple of nights on the particular crosswalk, then the others were able to uncover a number of bodies. I talked to an African-American firefighter this morning who pulled out 4 bodies, and at this point, you know, that they feel like they can at least give people closure, and recovering bodies is something, obviously, that they want to do. It's simply a different note from when they were hoping to recovering living persons.
The recovery work itself can be dangerous in a number of different ways, can't it? Not just the size and the weight of the wreckage.
Well, I'm sorry to jump in on you, but as a matter of fact, just the other day, there was a firefighter trapped for 15 hours. I don't think it even made major news, and they had to dig. I mean, sorry, he was trapped for several hours beneath 15 feet of debris and had to be taken to hospital. So, yes, it's really dangerous. The site is stable now. You know, structural engineers have pronounced it and surrounding buildings stable. But, you know, this is risky work, and things can happen.
Jackie, thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Scott.
Jackie Leiden in Lower Manhattan.